We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's Byte.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Cowboys Sports Network from Learfield, live from Rib Crib in Stillwater, smoking the good stuff since 92. This is the Mike Gundy Show, brought to you by Homeland Grocery, your Cowboy football watch party supply headquarters, official grocery partner of OSU football, Charlie's Discount Drug, where discount is our middle name, located at 723 South Walnut in Stillwater, and by Pepsi, that's what I like, proud partner of the Oklahoma State Cowboys. Now, this is the Mike Gundy Show. Here is your host, Dave Hunziker.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Rib Crib on Perkins Road in Stillwater as we talk Cowboy football on the Coach Gundy Radio Show. And Oklahoma State remains undefeated following a thrilling win at Texas on Saturday. Cowboys are ranked now in the top 10 again. It's the 10th time in 14 years at Oklahoma State at some point in the season has been ranked in the top 10. You stop and think about how many schools have pulled that off. Not very many. That is a pretty hard thing to do. So that's the good news, and, you know, we'll see what Saturday brings. If there is bad news, and I don't know if I choose to look at it this way, look at it as an opportunity, because this is a very challenging two-game stretch. The Cowboys have conquered the first hurdle with the win over Texas, and now an Iowa State team that stumbled a bit in September but is playing better will wait for the Cowboys at Jack Trice Stadium in Ames with a 2:30 kickoff. Iowa State sits at 4-2. They're coming off a win at Kansas State on Saturday, their first win at Kansas State in forever, it seems. The interesting thing about Iowa State is this. While the Cyclones have been incredible during the month of October, in fact, they've only lost two games with Brock Purdy as a starting quarterback in the month of October. Guess who those two losses were to? Oklahoma State. In fact, it's interesting, the Cowboys have been Matt Campbell's kryptonite. The team that he has had the worst record against since his successful tenure began as head coach of the Cyclones, Oklahoma State. Matt Campbell 1-5 against the Cowboys. He has fared better against Oklahoma than he has Oklahoma State. We'll honestly try to keep that misery intact on Saturday afternoon. Coach Gundy's here. We'll start our conversation with OSU's head coach after these messages. From Rib Crib on Perkins Road at Stillwater, it's the Coach Gundy Radio Show from Learfield.
ready to get back in the game? Great news. The movement experts at Physical Therapy Central can help you find relief and results and keep you off the sidelines. With over 30 convenient locations across Oklahoma City and beyond, contact PT Central today at ptcentral.org to see a physical therapist. Physical Therapy Central, a proud sponsor of Oklahoma State Athletics and trusted choice for keeping Cowboy fans in the game.
We can't all be college football national champs, but every one of us can be an Eckrich National Tailgate Champion. And you don't need years of training, you just need Eckrich Smoked Sausage. To win, you need to show Eckrich how you do you every game day. Do you have a special recipe passed down over generations? Do you dress your sausage with team-colored toppings? However you do you, Eckrich wants to see it in all its glory. Enter at Eckrich.com/tailgate. Eckrich is available at your local Homeland Grocery, your homegrown advantage.
Every day, banks touch every corner of our lives. They support us as we turn life's goals into accomplishments. Goals like going to college, opening a small business, buying a home, planning a wedding, having a baby. From your first car to a new life after retirement, First National Bank and Trust Company is there for all your life's milestones. First National Bank and Trust Company in Stillwater, Morrison, Weatherford, Hinton, and Cordell. First National Bank and Trust Company is proud to support Oklahoma State Athletics. Member FDIC.
So who's with me? Meat, bun, Schwab dog. Come on, guys. Meat, bun, Schwab dog. I can't hear you. Meat, bun, Schwab dog. Meat, bun, Schwab dog. Meat, bun, Schwab dog. Meat, bun, Schwab dog. Now get out there and get yourself the best dang hot dog that ever existed.
Schwab, proud partner of OSU Athletics.
How are you the ultimate OSU fan?
Because I got this air horn installed in my throat.
Pretty sick, right?
Yes, you look really sick.
What doctor would even do this?
Doctor? I did this myself. I mean, I can't swallow whole food, but still.
Wait, what?
Just gotta plow through it. Hey, can I get a couple of soups up here? What about some chamomile tea?
Don't be that guy. Get a fan card. The smart way to be the ultimate Cowboys fan. Just go to osucards.com.
Dear past, present, and future football watchers, football is back! So consider this your official excuse for always putting football watching first, courtesy of Pepsi. That haircut appointment? Seeing the in-laws for the first time in ages?
It's been so long!
Nope, sorry Susan, not if it's on Sunday. Long story short, after the year we've all had, we think you could use a little football watching. So crack open a Pepsi and cheer your football watching face off. With love, Pepsi. Made for football watching. That's what I like.
At Tiger Drug, we take pride in providing fast, friendly, personal service. Craig, Carla, Troy, and I are all pharmacists who put your healthcare needs first. And while you're there getting your medicine, take a look at our selection of gift merchandise. Whether it's toys, candy, cards, or candles, we have the right gift for your special occasion. Remember Tiger Drug, where the customer comes first. I'm Brandy Moore.
It's a new season. Get ready for more men's and women's college sports excellence. Trophies will be awarded in June to schools who take the top spot in the 2021-22 Learfield Directors' Cup. The premier award recognizes one winning institution in all competitive divisions. Follow your favorite team's progress as seasonal standings are announced at L Directors' Cup on Twitter and online at directorscup.org. The crowning achievement in college athletics.
It's a Coach Gundy radio show from Rib Crib in Stillwater. If you haven't heard, homecoming against Kansas is a 6 o'clock kick. That has a lot of people excited. That's the most convenient time for that, so that has worked out very well. In the meantime, we have a big game against Iowa State on Saturday, and Coach Gundy's here. And first, congrats on the win on Saturday.
Thanks. It was a really good win for our program, our team, coaches. And, you know, it's interesting when we make the trip down there and go by the stadium and start the weekend routine, I watch the faces of the players and coaches. I just kind of sit there and take it all in. And one thing I noticed was they were very businesslike, but they were loose.
Mm-hmm.
and there wasn't really any signs of anxiety or concern in anybody's face. So I felt good about it. The meetings and dinner and such at the hotel were normal. And the next morning, which was really early for breakfast, pregame, the mood was good. The players weren't loud, but they weren't all tight and real quiet. It was just very comfortable for me as I watched it. And then we talked about getting to the stadium and making sure that we stay focused and disciplined mentally, because that's what can happen to you at a facility like that. I mean, you know, you were there. I mean, it's pretty impressive. They've redone that south end zone.
Yeah, it's like its own city.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, you know, you got to kind of get past all that so you can focus on what really matters, which is the game. Now, we're fortunate we have so many mature players on defense that have a lot of experience. They don't care about stuff like that. They're beyond all that. So that helped carry the guys. And then, obviously, offensively, we had enough guys with maturity. Josh Seals had played there before when he was at West Virginia. Danny, the center's a fourth-year guy. Spencer doesn't care where he plays. Tay Martin's played a lot of football. Jalen Warren obviously doesn't care where he plays. So we had enough guys that could overcome, you know, the 100,000 people and the atmosphere and all those different things. And then for them to be mentally tough enough to fall behind, things are going against us, to stay in there and fight the fight and take another shot at them and then slowly but surely creep back in. We felt like that if we could get to the fourth quarter and put it in a position that it could go either way, that we hope that the depth we had on our defensive line would factor in, and I think it did. We hope that we'd be able to rush the ball with a physical running back late in the game, and that came true. And then we were fortunate. We made some good calls on offense in the fourth quarter to score. And defensively, Coach Knowles made some fantastic calls in crucial situations to keep us afloat. So, you know, it's crazy when you think about the last seven times that we've been there, which is over a 14-year span, and we've won six of them.
It's amazing.
And you know, I forget about all this because I don't really live much past tomorrow, but certainly not much past yesterday. But, you know, it's been four – they've had four coaches since we've been there, and we've been able to find ways to win. And really we dominated them a couple times down there, what I would call where we had the game in hand.
Yeah, 2010, but, 2013,
yeah,
and 11 probably.
Yeah, we rolled it up pretty good. But those other games, we kind of found ways to win. You know, Ramon intercepts the ball in the end zone.
Oh, yeah.
On the overtime,
yep.
When Ellinger was a freshman. And then certainly this Saturday was really special just from being in a hole throughout the game and really until JT intercepts the ball.
Right.
There wasn't a lot of stuff for us to think when we went in at halftime that we had done a good job preparing them. Because, you know, I'm starting to think, okay, what am I going to say before that happened to the team and then to the coaches to try to get everything reinvented for the third quarter? And there wasn't much to hang our hat on, particularly offensively. And then defensively, they had three good drives against us. So we got a break when he jumped down and intercepted that ball and was able to run it all the way back for a touchdown. That gave us life, and then we were able to kick a field goal before half. So now when you go in at halftime, we have quality information for the players, and you know, I was able to tell them, look, guys, we were behind by, what, four?
Right.
We're down four, and we had one penalty after another offensively. And we hadn't really sustained much. We gave up a couple big plays defensively. So we're in great shape.
Just like Boise. See, you're ahead at Boise, but it's the same script almost.
Right. I mean, we're in great shape, guys, let's just cut back on penalties a little bit. Let's find a way to make a couple plays. And get this to the fourth quarter, and then at that point, anybody could win. And that's where I was most proud of their ability to be tough mentally and just find a way to make enough plays to win at the end of the game.
I know you don't keep track of stuff like this. This is what I specialize in, but that's now 16 times in your 17 years as head coach that you've rallied from 12 points down or more to win. You've done it 10 times going back to Bedlam 2014 when Tyreek Hill hit the long punt return at the end. 10 times, including that game, since the end of 2014, and 8 of those are on the road. I can't imagine anyone else has done that. That's pretty remarkable.
Yeah, I hadn't heard that statistic, but it kind of scares you now. You're glad you don't have to do it again.
Well, you're so good at it, it's no big deal.
It's like my dad always said. I told the staff in the locker room after the game, after we celebrated with the team, I said, let's get our stuff and get out of here before they decide to go play another game. Let's get on the bus. But, you know, hopefully our players understand that what we instill in them year-round. There's something to training in January and February in the off-season and, you know, at 5:30 in the morning, it's cold. Spring ball is hard here. We practice physical and long summer training. And then so we try to callous them, right? We try to get them and work them enough to where they're callous to where these games aren't any more than what they faced throughout the year. And you see young players, you know, we've had to play several young players offensively this year that aren't ready to play at this level, but we had to play them because of injuries and whatever it may be, and they're not as calloused, so they don't play as well as what the veteran guys do, where they've been beat up on enough that they get it. And I think that's the reason why that we're able to have success in those situations. Because they've been there, they understand what they've been through throughout the year, and to just kind of stay the course.
Did you ever think you'd take a running back to Austin, Texas, and watch him rush for 118 yards in the fourth quarter against the University of Texas in Austin? I mean, I still think about that, and it still just blows my mind. Thinking back to way back when Les was here, when I first had the chance to call the games,
right?
Would
we
have
were good.
Never in your wildest dreams imagined that, but it happened.
And there's the coaching part is a small part of it, and it's what he brings to the table. Jalen is special when it comes to being unselfish and his work habits and his mental toughness. He's been that way since he showed up, not 10 months ago. His work ethic, he loves to play football, he's tough, he's a throwback to the old days. If we went to him and said, hey, Jalen, you don't get the cost of living money, we're not gonna give you a scholarship, you don't get any NIL money, he'd still play football because he likes to play football, and he's tough. And he's brought an approach and an attitude to our offense that has been a huge lift for us. And he has the ability because of his physical stature. You know, he's 200 and he might be 220, I don't know, 215, 220. He can take a lot of blows and punishment. So as the game goes on, this is not fair to use as an example, but he reminds me a lot of the highlights I've seen of Earl Campbell in the third and fourth quarter, and he just got stronger and got better than everybody because he was so physical. Now, he was 235 pounds, 240. Jalen's only 220, but as the game goes on, he gets stronger. He runs hard, and it's almost like he feeds off of that, where the other guys on the field start to fatigue. So, I just can't imagine that you know, ever having a guy that could be that successful. And we blocked him.
Yes.
In the fourth quarter, we blocked him. He was making cuts, even on the last two drives, to score and then to seal the game. He was making cuts and getting 3 yards down the field before anybody touched him, particularly the last drive, right? We handed the ball to him 3 times in a row, mid zone to the right, mid zone to the right, mid zone to the left, and you know, it was 3rd and 6 on the last one. Ran for 7 yards.
Mm-hmm.
So
Well, that's a compliment. It's a compliment to your whole offense and just where your program has come from, how it's evolved. Another piece to that was, though, it seemed like I think you had him out for two series in the third quarter, and when he came back out, he was a different guy. I mean, holy, he sure looked fresh and, as you said, at that point, ready to just kind of take over the game, for lack of a better description.
They need a break. And Coach coaches our running backs, does a good job of kind of getting a feel for when he needs to be out. And then, obviously, it's important to get him back in as soon as possible because he's a huge factor in the game. But his conditioning, like, for example, when we're this far in the season, we've practiced all of August, all of September, and over halfway through October. So on Sundays, the players have an optional lift. They don't have to come work out. Well, he comes and lifts every Sunday. And if there's a guy that needs a break, it would be him. But he won't. He stays on schedule, stays the course, keeps his routine the same. And that's why he's in good condition, and that's why he plays well.
How'd you feel Spencer Sanders played?
Well, we didn't protect him well at all in the first quarter. So he was on the run. First three pass attempts, he's on the run. So it snowballed on us where there was a few times he didn't really set his feet after that. And then so we were kind of swimming uphill throwing the football.
Yeah.
So we've got to get him set in the pocket. We got to protect better and then allow him to read across the field. So there's room for improvement in both sides.
And there were some drops. I think there were three.
He had a couple drops, yeah. But we've got to get him comfortable where he can set in the pocket and not look around for a rush to where he can throw the ball more accurately. That's something we have to work on this week.
We'll take a break. Come back with more in a moment from Rib Crib on Perkins Road in Stillwater. It's the Coach Gundy Radio Show from Learfield.
Ready to get back in the game? Great news. The movement experts at Redbud Physical Therapy can help you find relief and results and keep you off the sidelines. With 15 convenient locations across Tulsa and beyond, contact Redbud Physical Therapy today at redbudpt.com to see a physical therapist. Redbud Physical Therapy, a proud sponsor of Oklahoma State Athletics and trusted choice for keeping Cowboy fans in the game.
We can't all be college football national champs, but every one of us can be an Eckrich National Tailgate Champion. And you don't need years of training, you just need Eckrich Smoked Sausage. To win, you need to show Eckrich how you do you every game day. Do you have a special recipe passed down over generations? Do you dress your sausage with team-colored toppings? However you do you, Eckrich wants to see it in all its glory. Enter at Eckrich.com/tailgate. Eckrich is available at your local Homeland Grocery, your homegrown advantage.
Drumright Dental Center has been serving Drumright and all of Oklahoma with integrity and local pride since 1992. Our practice consists of 15 operatories, and we're open late and on the weekends to better accommodate our patients and provide prestigious dental care. Call us today at 918-844-4686 to schedule your appointment and allow us to give you the smile of your dreams. Drumright Dental Center is a proud sponsor of Oklahoma State Cowboy football and Special Olympics Oklahoma.
Discount Drug. Are you having difficulties keeping track of your current medications? At Charlie's Discount Drug, we can help make your smartphone smarter with the RX Local app, access your medication list, and order refills quickly and conveniently. Another free service provided by Charlie's Discount Drug, 723 South Walnut in Stillwater.
Geico presents Monster Counseling.
Dracula, tell me how you're feeling.
No one understands how lonely it is. No one will even let me into their house. I knock and I knock, but they ignore me.
Uh-huh. What else?
I look in the mirror and I don't even see myself anymore.
If you don't see yourself clearly, can you really expect others to?
I'm having a breakthrough.
It's not easy to be a vampire. But with Geico, it's super easy to switch and save hundreds on your car insurance.
It's a new season. Get ready for more men's and women's college sports excellence. Trophies will be awarded in June to schools who take the top spot in the 2021-22 Learfield Director's Cup. The premier award recognizes one winning institution in all competitive divisions. Follow your favorite team's progress as seasonal standings are announced at L Director's Cup on Twitter and online at directorscup.org. The crowning achievement in college athletics.
It's the Coach Gundy Radio Show. We're at Rib Crib in Stillwater talking Cowboy football as Oklahoma State gets ready to face Iowa State this weekend in Ames. Kickoff is at 2:30, and our pregame coverage on the network begins at 12:30. So we hope you'll join us. You know, one thing I was thinking about today as I was listening to your news conference, when Iowa State changed defensively, they were sort of like the knuckleball in the league, and everybody had to adjust, and it was a pretty significant adjustment for everybody. Would it be out of line to say that now maybe as much press man coverage as you play on defense, that you might be the knuckleball? I mean, how much man do teams see, and how much aggressive press man do they see? I mean, it seems like now you may be the knuckleball. Do you think that's true or no?
Well, Iowa State's in their—they're in their own world right now. Kansas State went to some of that, and I don't know if they've stayed up to this point in the season as consistent as what they were showing prior to us playing them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Texas is with their new staff has gone four down. Oklahoma's four down. TCU's four down. I think that West Virginia's doing some of both. I don't have any. I think I was told Kansas is four down. So it's turning a circle a little bit. But with those teams that are doing that, you're not seeing as much challenge press man.
Yep.
Like what we're trying to get accomplished. So, I mean, you know, we're a high-risk defense with what we do. Like even this week with Iowa State, they'll get up there on you some, but they don't want to press and stay. They run out.
Right.
And we're seeing a lot more of that than we are just the double press challenge like what we saw earlier because we played freshman wideouts. Everybody walked up and did it.
Sure.
But what you're saying is correct. There's not very many teams in this league that are consistently playing the press challenge coverage like that we're doing to offenses at this time.
And it seems like it's true. You know, a quarterback throwing against press man versus throwing against a zone, it's a whole different dynamic, is it not? Some guys are good at it, and some guys stink at it.
Well, it is, and it's, you know, I think Jim will tell you, and I would agree with this. I mean, we know the issues of it. If they're max protect and get everything blocked down and run deep routes and you're throwing downfield to one guy and one guy's chasing him and there's a 15% chance there's going to be a pass interference.
Sure.
So, and it's you take a chance on getting a huge play. But for a quarterback, it's like what they talk about in the NFL. There's not many windows in the NFL if you're going to play quarterback. You throw to guys who are covered, and you have to throw the ball where it's supposed to be. Versus in college, there's guys open. You see guys running open a lot, and you see guys that are wide open a lot. But with this coverage, and it can happen, but for the most part, you're throwing into challenge throws, let's put it that way. But you're not just throwing a guy standing there spotting up.
Yeah, and on time, obviously. He has to be throwing on time.
That's right. So there's a real challenge with that. The one area that we have to overcome is all the pick plays and crossers and things like that that can become an issue. So there's give and take with both. I think the thing that's helped us, though, in response to your question is we used to just be – that's what we played every down. Now we're mixing up some zone, and we're playing some three deep, and we're playing some two deep, and we're playing man. And we're continuing to improve in how we disguise what our coverages are. That forces a quarterback who's in shotgun to see what it looks like coverage-wise. Then when the ball's being snapped, he has to focus to catch the ball – and then coverage can change till he can get his eyes back out there. That's kind of the challenge now for quarterbacks.
Yeah, you made that point at the news conference today, and that really got me thinking. I had not thought about that, but it's true. That split second, and Jim is so good at disguise and teaching disguise. He sees one thing, he catches a ball, then he sees another.
Yeah.
And then who knows?
Well, that's what happened with the interception.
I was going to ask you that.
So they showed a two shell, and then he was coached, and he followed it. And he waited till the last second. Then when he asked for the ball, then he came down to an invert. And when he did that, he didn't know it. Obviously, he wouldn't have thrown it.
Right.
He hadn't seen that. And it was after he had looked for the football. So it's all part of the cat and mouse game. And Iowa State's doing this. So they were predominantly what the terms that we use, they're two robber, two hole defense. Mm-hmm. And when you go through their breakdowns this year, and you look for two hole, it goes all the way back to us last year.
Really?
And they haven't done it since.
Really?
Not enough to even account for. Now they're playing four robber, and they're playing three robber, okay? So we had that conversation. It was pretty interesting earlier. Now they can still do it. Because they'll do it to one side of the field and play quarters to the other side. Mm-hmm. They'll come down. But they haven't done a lot of the old two-hole, which is what they started about 4 years ago, except for our game last year.
Interesting.
After that, they got out of it.
Well, and then 2 years ago up there is when you started huddling.
Right.
And you slowed the game down and hit three big plays.
Yep.
Where you had guys, and it's interesting. I think back even to last year, Chuba had the touchdown run. You remember when he stumbled and fell and literally, while trying to get up, made a guy miss, which was amazing. He could do those things.
Mm-hmm.
2 years ago, you had two bubble screens to Braden and Tylen that went for home runs, and Chuba on a third or fourth and short hit a home run. Even back in 17 when you beat them up there, Marcel Leitman made a couple of phenomenal touchdown catches.
Right.
And I remember you always saying against them because of their unwillingness to give you the big play, you've got to win some one-on-one matchups mm-hmm. where your guy is just better. It's simple, but is that true?
And you have to try to find ways to do what they don't want you to do. Their style of defense discourages offensive coordinators trying to get big plays. But you have to come up with formations or schemes of ways to try to still take your shots and get a one-on-one matchup somehow. To try to find a way to get a couple big plays in order to score enough points.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you become a 10 to 14 play drive to score, which we know the percentages for offenses to mishap, penalty, miss a block, drop a pass on a 14 play drive are pretty high. So it's a percentage they play defensively. You know, just let them do all this. We don't care about a 3 or a 5 or 6 or a 2 or a 1 or an 8. Just force them to 12 or 14 plays, and they're going to eventually have something in that drive that's going to cost them and put them in long yardage, and then we're going to force them to punt.
Yeah.
And that's what they're trying to get accomplished, and they're good at it. I think they're in the top 5 in the country this year again.
They are.
So they're just good at what they do.
And it's interesting. You look at their two losses. You know, the loss to Iowa at home. Iowa had 173 yards and scored 27 points. Well, how does that happen? Well, you have a 6-yard fumble return for a touchdown. Iowa State has three interceptions from Purdy. A couple of those are what we call drop deads, deep in your own territory or deep in the opponent's territory. Then the next week, special teams killed them. They gave up a kickoff return for a touchdown, mm-hmm. as you said. They also gave up a 41-yard punt return that set up a field goal.
Mm-hmm.
And in their world, it seems, that's been very unusual for them because there aren't a lot of possessions in the game. And for them, they can't have those kinds of mistakes or they put themselves in trouble. But if you're playing them and you're in the same boat, you can't have those kind of mistakes either or you're in trouble.
No, there's no question. They know exactly who they are and what they're trying to get accomplished in every game. And when I watched the Iowa game, I was disappointed because I kept looking for them to move the ball and score points, and they didn't do much at all. And then when I watched the Baylor game, they were their first three possessions were pretty impressive. They moved the ball. They had some good concepts, did some good things. And then the second half, they got shut down completely.
Yeah, they got stoned in the second half.
And so the two losses they have were just what you said. They got four turnovers against Iowa. I mean, it's hard to win if you turn the ball over four times. And then against Baylor, they give up the two big special teams plays.
Yeah, and again, that's pretty unusual for them. Mm-hmm. And the one thing that is, you know, there are many things unique about them, but to have two tight ends as good as they have with Chase Allen and Charlie Kohler, I mean, I don't know that I remember. Geez, I'd have to go way back into the Big 12 history to find a team like that that has two guys that are probably legitimate NFL guys.
You know, I was... Is Kohler a super senior?
I believe he is, yes.
So he's a super senior, and I was surprised.
And Allen is too, I believe.
See, I was surprised that he didn't come out.
You know, his draft stock, I was looking at that, was not as high as you would
somebody
think.
Somebody told
weird.
Me that.
Yeah, it's really weird.
I guess maybe they're concerned about his speed or something. I don't know, but I've always thought he was a really good college tight end. And then last year when they said he was coming back because his draft status wasn't very high, I was a little surprised because he's such a good receiving tight end, and that's a big deal in the NFL.
Yeah, it's really
and
weird.
The other one, he's a single digit, right?
Chase Allen, number 11.
Okay, 11, yeah. So is he a super senior?
I believe he is, but Kohler is not, I don't believe.
Okay, so Kohler's just in his fifth year.
I believe that's right.
Okay.
Yeah, and Allen is a super senior.
Okay. Both those guys last year, I was hoping coming out, and they both came back, and they're really good players for them. You know, they know their system. They get it. They know how to motion. They know the shifts. They know how to block back on the zone play. They're good on nakeds. They're good on their you know, eight-yard outs, their crossing routes. They're good. Those two guys have been there forever, and they're good at what they do.
Yeah, you know what? If a Quiz Bowl game breaks out, I'd take either one of them. Kohler had a 35 on his ACT and graduated with a 3.99 GPA in mechanical engineering. I don't know how you get a 3.99 unless they have A-minuses. Chase Allen, a 33 ACT. So if a Quiz Bowl game breaks out, they have big advantage. I mean, I like our guys, but, geez, that's 35
yeah, you know,
and 33. That's pretty strong.
If a 35 and a 33, I think is 68, right?
That's correct. So yeah, good. You're good at math. About that? He's good at ciphering, folks.
I heard Coach Jones, my coach, one time said that they were good on defense. One of the years that before I got there, and somebody brought that up, and he said that he thought nine of them put together didn't have a 30 on the ACT. but he said they could run fast and tackle real good. Now that was way back in the 80s, but I can tell you this: I didn't know that. I thought is a 35 the highest?
I think
score?
It might be perfect.
Wow!
But it's either 35 or 36. I think 36 is perfect. I don't live in that world, so I have no idea.
Yeah.
So here's something else. In all seriousness, I was looking at the analytics. Kohler has four drops in four seasons, and Allen has three drops in four seasons.
Yeah,
I mean, that's about as good as it gets.
Well, and that's where he's going on third and medium and such.
Yeah.
He's going there. That's, you know it.
And they don't throw a lot of deep balls. I mean, I was looking at that, too. I think that about 13% of his passes are deep balls. They don't throw it deep much, do they?
Well,
it doesn't look like it.
They go through spring ball and all the August camp, and all the safeties are back there, and they can't
be nowhere to go.
So they don't run them. So you kind of get pushed into who you are in spring football in August because you practiced against yourself, and they can't get down the field against them, and so they just don't do it much.
Yeah, it is interesting how that works. We'll talk more about Iowa State when we continue. We're live at Rib Crib on Perkins Road in Stillwater, and it's the Coach Gundy Radio Show from Learfield.
We can't all be college football national champs, but every one of us can be an Eckrich National Tailgate Champion. And you don't need years of training, you just need Eckrich Smoked Sausage. To win, you need to show Eckrich how you do you every game day. Do you have a special recipe passed down over generations? Do you dress your sausage with team color toppings? However you do you, Eckrich wants to see it in all its glory. Enter at Eckrich.com/tailgate. Eckrich is available at your local Homeland grocery, your homegrown advantage.
How are you the ultimate OSU fan?
Because I got this air horn installed in my throat.
Pretty sick, right?
Yes, you look really sick. What doctor would even do this?
Doctor? I did this myself.
I mean, I can't swallow whole food, but still.
Wait, what?
Just gotta plow through it.
Hey, can I get a couple of soups up here? What about some chamomile tea?
Don't be that guy. Get a fan card. The smart way to be the ultimate Cowboys fan. Just go to osucards.com.
Brahms is bringing the heat. Introducing Brahms' new spicy chicken sandwiches. Flavor this good just can't be beat. Brahms' crispy, tender, spicy chicken delivers just enough kick to ramp up our original recipe. Get it regular or club style with crispy bacon and American cheese. Add on Brahms sauce for that extra burst of heat, and you have spicy chicken sandwich perfection. Because nothing is better than Brahms.
For the Spelling Bee Championship, your final word is Schwabdog.
Schwabdog. Can you use it in a sentence?
While I was at the OSU game, I enjoyed a juicy, delicious all-beef Schwabdog. Proud partner of OSU Athletics.
Schwabdog. Isn't that two words?
Just spell it, kid.
S-C-H-A?
Oh, no, I'm sorry. The correct spelling is, who cares how it's spelled? What matters is how it tastes. Hey, everybody, Schwabdog's on me!
Hello? Does this mean I win?
No!
Rib Crib on Perkins Road in Stillwater is the new home of the Coach Mike Gundy Radio Show. Join us on Monday nights this season or tune in to hear the inside scoop on Cowboy football from the man himself. Score the ultimate win and let Rib Crib cater your tailgate. We can feed 10 to 10,000 with our award-winning barbecue. You can also find us on game days inside Boone Pickens Stadium. Rib Crib, proud sponsor of OSU Athletics and smoking the good stuff since 92.
He bounces outside. No one's going to catch him. He's at the 10. He's at the 5. Touchdown. Oh, man.
Throws downfield. The ball is tipped. It's intercepted. He's going to score.
He's scrambling. Man open in the end zone. It's a leaping one-hand grab. He got it. Touchdown.
Keep the excitement of game day going in a Nissan. With game-changing tech, every drive is guaranteed to get your adrenaline pumping. Get to Nissan, proud partner of the OSU Cowboys.
We continue on the Coach Gundy Radio Show live from Rib Crib in Stillwater. Stop by any Monday night and see us. Stop by here anytime if you like. I mean, this should be part of your home plumbing. Home plumbing. Shouldn't be part of your home plumbing. Should be part of your homecoming game plan. A week from Saturday with a 6 o'clock game, it's a great place for lunch. Or if you just got a set of the lazies like I would, don't want to mess with tailgating, hey, give these guys a call. Tim and his crew will hook you up. I mean, they can even bring it to you. So it's a great choice on game day in person, or perhaps even if you need some catering during homecoming week. Rib Crib is a wonderful choice. You know, back to Iowa State for a moment. You know, Breece Hall, you're talking about highly regarded players. First team All-American last year. He's having another big year this year. And it seems that probably a different style of back than anyone you've seen. Would that be reasonable to say?
This year, this league has been the league of running backs more so than what's been the highly rated quarterbacks.
Yeah.
There's good ones in this league, and we've seen one over the – this will be the fourth week in a row now. So you go back to the Kansas State guys, 22 and 20, but you have to wrap them up and get them down. Baylor's running back, number one. He's an issue if you don't get him down. And then we had – The kid from Texas we just played.
Yeah, Bijan Robinson.
Yeah, they, a lot of people think he'll be a first-round pick next year. And then now you go up here to 28. And, you know, he's a different style of runner. He's very patient. And I said this earlier today. Unfortunately, he runs a lot like Thurman Thomas did, where he can take the ball and kind of let his blocks unfold. And then he shoots through whatever crease he gets, where some running backs just run up there and hit the lineman and bounce off and get 2 yards. He's got a good feel for that, and he's done that from day one. So we're in the same boat again this week. We got to wrap him up and get him down because he can break tackles. And the challenge for our defense this week will be able to handle the tight end and the wing formations, which that's what they live in.
Yeah.
And that's unusual. You don't see a lot of that. So you try to catch up during the week and get as much work as you can as possible on handling the extra gaps because of a tight end and wing. and hopefully you can corral him and get him down. He's going to get his yards. Like we talked there last Monday, when you go to Texas and play that running back down there, you're not going to stop him from getting his yards. Right. You got to try to minimize big plays, but he's still going to get his yards. So we'll be in the same situation. You try to limit their big plays and understand that you can't get frustrated by him getting yards rushing the ball because he's good and that's what he's going to do.
Yeah. You know, back to your team, Logan Carter got back on the field, played 7 plays, I think it was, against Texas. How did he do, and how surprised are you that he was able to come back?
He did fine. He's not 100%. It might be 2 weeks or 3 weeks or, you know, when you have a back issue like him and his nerves are trying to refire and get going again, and I'm shocked that he's out there that fast. Here's the good news. He's not in any pain.
Okay.
He could withstand the contact, and his back's good, and his legs are good. So that's the good news. He's just trying to get caught back up to playing football at a high level, and I would anticipate him getting a little bit better each week.
Tanner Brown has taken over as the place kicker, and he hit some big kicks the other day. The interesting thing about him, in watching his trajectory, and even now we're seeing it on kickoffs, it looks more like an NFL guy's trajectory. I mean, and even that field goal late where they had some pressure, he kind of hit that 60-degree wedge where he just kind of punched it like a wedge shot and flipped it up over the crossbar with plenty of room to spare. But the ball looks good, it seems, coming off his foot.
Well, we're fortunate to have him. He walked on here from UNLV, and when he got here, we really didn't know who he was, and he's – like most of those guys, they come in, they work hard, they're disciplined, they train themselves, they coach themselves for the most part. And with Alex going through a few struggles trying to come back from the ACL, we're fortunate that he's here and kicking really well as Alex continues to work through. And Tanner's attitude's been good. His kickoffs have really good hang time. And we're fortunate. He's been a good player for us.
Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, last year at UNLV, he kicked off some and then punted some. But, you know, it's been a while, I think, since he's done any regular place kicking. But you would never know it by what it looks like.
No. I'm very pleased with what he's brought to the table.
You know, another point I wanted to bring up was Jason Taylor and the play he made. You know, now that's 6 non-offensive touchdowns your team's had in the last 2 years, and he has 3 of them. Probably should have a 4th because against Tulsa he would have had 1, and it was a bit of a controversial penalty that was called. And he's blocked a potential game-winning field goal. How is it that guys do that? I mean, and he's a good player, but it just seems like when he's involved in a play, it's not something ordinary. It's something monumental. How does that happen?
So in athletics, I can give you a good quote. I think everybody knows me. I've been around here long enough that people know me well enough. But I hear people, they'll ask my dad over years, when could you tell that Mike was going to be good enough to play at this level or whatever? And I've heard him say this a lot. And it makes sense in being a coach for a long time and then obviously having 3 boys that play. He would say, you know, ever since he was a little kid, when he played in games, good things always happened to him.
Mm-hmm.
He said if the ball was up in the air, he didn't be the one to end up catching it. Or if he was running and something had to happen, somehow he had always ended up. Good things always happen to him. And he said, I kind of noticed that he was different than everybody else ever since he was a little kid all the way up through junior high and high school. And with him, with Wilson, it's funny when there's a circumstance like that, he's always there and the ball ends up in his hands. And I don't know how to explain it. And then you see some guys that get in front of the ball like that and then they drop it. And he just has a knack for when he gets around the ball, good things happen. Something about his mental makeup allows him to be in that position.
Instincts and confidence, perhaps.
And it's what it is. I think it's very instinctual that he's can get a feel for what's going on. And I just don't think there's some of that you just can't coach. Yeah. I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing what he's done to think about all the big plays he's made and in different ways.
That's
fumble
right.
return, yep. interception return, onside kick return, mm-hmm. block kick.
Yeah, and when he shows up, good things happen. And so there's just some players that things like that happen to them, and it happened to them a lot. And sometimes it doesn't. So
we'll take a break, come back with more in a moment. It's the Coach Gundy Radio Show, live from Rib Crib in Stillwater from Learfield.
It's time for today's STEM tip. Okay, you know recycling is important. No one wants plastic in the ocean. Here's a cool way to repurpose a plastic bottle. Build an awesome terrarium. Cut a large plastic bottle in half and fill the base with sand, pebbles, potting soil, and your favorite plant. I chose an African violet. Put the top of the bottle over your base and place it in the sun. Your plant will grow sealed in its own ecosystem. Fun, right? Learn more at SheCanSTEM. A message from the Ad Council.
Neil Armstrong waited 6 hours and 39 minutes to step onto the surface of the moon. Jackie Robinson waited 20 months to play his first game with the Brooklyn Dodgers. And even DiCaprio had to wait 22 years to win an Oscar. You can wait until your destination. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
People do some pretty cool things in their 40s and 50s, like go back to college, learn to skateboard. Okay, maybe that one's not for everybody, but saving for retirement is. At aceyourretirement.org, you can get on track with your retirement savings no matter your age. Just have a free 3-minute chat with the friendly digital retirement coach, Avo, and receive personalized tips to help boost your savings. Start chatting with Avo today at aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Papa, why can't we telegraph while riding a horse?
Son, there ain't no one to blame but Jeffro. He was riding old Betsy the Stallion, tip-tapping away at his telegraph, when blam, ran right into the side of the saloon.
Well, if Jeffro can't do it, neither should you. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT. G-O-A-T. Acronym. Stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Continuing on the Coach Gundy Radio Show, we're at Rib Crib on Perkins Road in Stillwater as we talk Cowboy football. You were talking about Iowa State earlier. One thing I wanted to ask, follow up on, you know, the different things they do with tight ends and shifting and things of that nature. How much does having all that experience on defense help you with that?
Well, it should help because as we're seeing more teams in the league use tight ends more, mm-hmm. you're seeing it consistently. Big difference than even 3 years ago. So it's not as rare that we don't see it, but it's a different look. And they shift and double shift and motion. So they force you to think and line up all the time. And when you're young and you haven't seen it and you get caught and your eyes get violated, that's where you get hurt. So the good news up to this point with Christian Holmes and Bernard and McAllister and Malcolm and even Devin and Peel and Jason. I mean, those guys have been around a while, so they've seen a lot of that.
Yeah.
And they don't, for lack of a better term, don't panic if they get kind of out of place.
Malcolm Rodriguez, and of course, goes without saying, he's having another fantastic year, and he's been twice second team All Big 12. Now, if you look at Pro Football Focus, of all the linebackers, regardless of position within a linebacking core, he's the 12th rated middle linebacker or 12th rated linebacker in the country, which is a pretty tall place to be.
No doubt.
Would you have ever imagined he'd be this good?
No. Just when we recruited him, we knew that his physical stature was going to be undersized.
Yeah.
And I was shocked that he could get as big as he is now. But to have the success that he's had over this many years and be as big an impact in games as he's been, I don't think anybody could have predicted that at his size.
Yeah.
But he just is – he's what we thought he was when we brought him in here, right? He was – a fantastic athlete that's has success in four sports. Tough. He's a wrestler. Was raised the right way. He's unselfish. All the things that coaches look for because they make your culture that much better and make your football team and give them the best opportunity for success based on who they are as a person.
Yeah. And just the dependability.
No doubt.
Of that guy at that position, you know what you're going to get. And you and I guess it'd be easy to take that for granted because you've been blessed these last couple of years, but you just know right in the middle of it what you've got.
Well, and he had, just in this last game, he had two quarterback hurries where he just got rid of the ball, and I mean he hit him hard.
Oh, really hard.
And those are factors. I mean, he because of his wrestling background, he knows how to tackle, and he hits hard right in the thigh area. That's his natural instincts from wrestling, and that's a painful shot for a quarterback. And he did it to him twice. And he just got the ball off, but those things add up, and there's some wear and tear on a quarterback, not only physically but mentally, in getting tackled like that throughout the game.
Oh, sure. I'm certain of that. Coach, we appreciate the time as always. Have a great week of work. Boy, every week's important, but this opens up a lot of opportunities if you were to get this one. Not to say you take anything else for granted, but this is a great opportunity, I guess it's gave.
Well, it
the
is.
Best way
and,
to say
and,
it.
And we have to, coaches and players, we have to really focus this week and be disciplined in our mental and physical approach. And this is a good football team. This team's considerably different now than they were a month ago. They started slow a year ago.
They did.
And they got better. And you know, he does a good job of coaching them. And they started, in some people's opinion, slow this year. And then they're rolling pretty good now. They're a definite top 20 team in the country right now, the way they're playing. And so this will be a great challenge for us. But we're looking forward to it and look forward to a good week of work and traveling up there and having some fun on Saturday.
Very good, Coach. We'll see you tomorrow.
Okay.
That's Coach Gundy. We'll take a break and wrap things up in a moment. From Rib Crib on Perkins Road in Stillwater, it's the Coach Gundy Radio Show from Learfield.
We can't all be college football national champs, but every one of us can be an Eckrich National Tailgate Champion. And you don't need years of training. You just need Eckrich Smoked Sausage. To win, you need to show Eckrich how you do you every game day. Do you have a special recipe passed down over generations? Do you dress your sausage with team-colored toppings? However you do you, Eckrich wants to see it in all its glory. Enter at Eckrich.com/tailgate. Eckrich is available at your local Homeland grocery, your homegrown advantage.
Fuzzy's Taco Shop on the Strip in Stillwater is the official home of the Coach Colin Carmichael Show. Join us every Tuesday this fall to meet Coach Carmichael and discuss all things Cowgirl soccer as they fight for the Big 12 title. All game days start at Fuzzy's with its casual, fun atmosphere, Baja-style Mexican food, and ice-cold beer on the patio. Feed your addiction at Fuzzy's, proud sponsor of Cowgirl soccer. Be sure to like us on Facebook and download our app for awesome deals.
Are you tired of calling your pharmacy to see if your prescriptions are ready? At Charlie's Discount Drug, our customers can receive a text message, an email, or even a phone call from one of our staff informing them when their prescriptions are ready. Call Charlie's Discount Drug at 624-3535 for more information or sign up today at 723 South Walnut in Stillwater.
Charlie's Discount Drug, where we know our customers by name.
Is that a
faucet running?
That's not a faucet. That's a river rushing through the forest. Forest rivers provide over 100 million people with clean water to drink.
What? I can't hear you because of the vacuum.
That's not a vacuum. That's the trees in the forest cleaning up the air we breathe.
I didn't know the trees were so amazing.
Yep, and the forest gives us shade, trees to climb.
That's awesome. Let's go explore some more.
Visit the forest today and enjoy all it does just for you. To learn more about the forest and find one near you, go to discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Back to wrap things up on this glorious Monday evening on the Coach Gundy Radio Show. Iowa State, the opponent Saturday. Such an intriguing matchup. Brock Purdy, as I mentioned earlier in the show, has lost two games as a starter in the month of October. Both of those were to Oklahoma State last year and in 2019. And, you know, for example, last Saturday, Purdy was just terrific against Kansas State. They won handily. He went 22 of 25 passing. But against Oklahoma State 2 years ago in Ames when the Cowboys won, he threw three interceptions in the fourth quarter as the Cowboys had him a bit confused. We'll see what happens on Saturday. Until then, have a wonderful week. Hope you've enjoyed it. This has been the Mike Gundy Radio Show, live from Rib Crib, from Learfield. Thank you,
Bob. The Cowboys Sports Network, from Learfield, live from the original Rib Crib at 16th and Harvard, the Mike Gundy Show has been brought to you by Homeland Grocery, your Cowboy Football Watch Party Supply Headquarters, official grocery partner of OSU Football. Charlie's Discount Drug, where discount is our middle name, located at 723 South Walnut in Stillwater. And by Pepsi, that's what I like, proud partner of the Oklahoma State Cowboys. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation on the Cowboys Sports Network.